Once again, that was a beautiful track by The Upbeats. That was a remix of Shapeshifter. Twin Galaxies by Shapeshifter. Of course, Shapeshifter is a drum and bass set from New Zealand. It's absolutely fantastic drum and bass there. So now, my fill-in show is about to end, and I'm going to hand it over to Alex for Mantis Cabinet.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet, hosted by me. My name is Alex. I sit in this chair. I play awesome tunes. Mantis Cabinet is brought to you by or sponsored by the Cobalt, a lovely little venue on Main Street across this, near the SkyTrain station. Good stuff. And every Wednesday they host an event called Cinco Cinco with a bunch of different bands playing, and tonight, it happens every Wednesday, tonight is Population Drops and Dora and George Nixon. Should be pretty good. Check it out. It'll be a, promises to be a fun night, or hopes to be a fun night, nonetheless. Anyway, back to tunes, because those are awesome. What we just heard was by Mr. Lizard off an album called Heavy Funk, and the track was called Damen 220Q210s. That's the line in the song that you heard, so I'm definitely mispronouncing it and have no finesse insofar as that's concerned, but that's what the track is called. Good stuff. It's pretty funky. It's pretty funky. So today we have a theme. We have a theme, and it is animals in a zoo. That's the theme. So we listen to Mr. Lizard, and up next we are going to do, where would it be? Okay, hold on. The band is called, Bear Shark is, the band. Oh, let me just find him. Boo. Okay. Bear Shark. Oh, this is terrible. I can't find it. Okay. Here we go. Sorry about that. This is Bear Shark off their album Gorilla Defense EP. Whoa!
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
All right. So that first track we listened to was called Suddenly, Koala Bear Dance Party by Bear Shark. And then Minus the Bear with Potato Juice and Liquid Bread off their album, This Is What I Know About Being Gigantic. But the real question is, if you take a bear shark and then you minus the bear from it, what do you get? That's kind of a riddle. But I will tell you the answer. The answer would be this band. Again, if I would be this band. This is Bear Shark minus the bear. And that was the track called First Instrumental, off an album called Sharks Keep Moving, by a band called Sharks Keep Moving. So, which is actually, Sharks Keep Moving is the lead dude from Minus the Bear, Jake Schneider, I don't know, whatever, Jake. He used to be in a band called Sharks Keep Moving. So that's exciting, and it turns out when you take a bear shark and you minus the bear, you get Sharks Keep Moving. Ha! I found that out today, and I thought that was really hilarious. Okay. The question then becomes, in my math rock zoo of a playlist, what do sharks and bears eat? And I will tell you, they tried to eat piglets, but this is what happens when they messed with the piglets. And that was just the band Piglet off their... Actually, unfortunately, the only album they've ever released came out in 2005. They're from Chicago, called Lavaland. That was Bug Stomp. That band is so awesome. Just, like, super-duper good math rock. Super-duper technical. Just freaking awesome. Highly recommend the album. They broke up, unfortunately. Well, you know, maybe it was for the best. For all of them, I don't know.
But also the bass player from it in 2010, so just 2 years ago, was releasing some solo stuff. Kind of cool, maybe. I haven't really heard it, but that they might still have life in them. But I don't really know what happened to them, and neither does the Wikipedia page. And I'm pretty sure we all know that if it's not on Wikipedia, it's not even a real thing, as far as information goes. But back to my theme of a post-rock zoo, because I'm really down with this. I found a lot of post-rock and math rock bands and like with animals in their name. Well, okay, except Mr. Lizard. He was funky. But that's okay. So next, these sharks who continually move after they've been separated from their bear counterpart tried to eat the piglets, but it didn't go so well because they were badass. So then they went after a chinchilla, because, you know, that's what sharks do, prey on really small, cute things like pigs and chinchillas. And this is really what happens when the sharks attempt to get with the eat the chinchillas.
Oh,
And that was a band called This Town Needs Guns. This Town Needs Guns off their album, I believe their only full length, that came out in 2009, so a little bit a while ago. They're hoping to release a new album, or I'm hoping they release a new album quite soon. But that was off the album Animals, and the track was called Chinchillas. So I've decided that the sharks tried to eat the chinchilla, but the chinchilla had a gun. Because he took the guns from the town, who I don't know why they need the guns, but now the chinchilla has them. And so the shark didn't mess with the chinchilla. And he was hungry, because he didn't have his bear counterpart. This is, okay, so what happens now? I do believe they run into the tortoise, because this is a zoo, right? And there's going to be lots of animals. And I'm pretty sure the tortoise is friends with the shark, but he's pretty wise and he doesn't do a lot of, you know, he's not very uppity and stuff. He's pretty chill, this tortoise, but you don't mess with him. And this is what the tortoise had to say.
Grammy Award winners, Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from the
greatest music show the world has ever known.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Butter on the Bread, Thursdays at 5 with Ryan Rosell.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So continuing my epic post-rock zoo story, this shark here tried to eat the chinchilla, chinchilla had a gun, tortoise comes along, he's pretty wise, you listen to the tortoise, and at first the chinchilla and the shark are like, you know what, wise tortoise, screw you, we're gonna try to get you. But you know what, they found out that he was resilient and green, which is also the name of the track that I'm gonna play next. This is by a band called Like Animals Again.
it to heart. I used to defend your man of transition from a jovial chat to a breaching up smack. I've cast a spell on the new constitution. She's an elf giving birth, driving a tangerine hearse. Now she's on the run from her own aversion. Resilient and green, mind you, she must not be.
And yes, so that was Resilient and Green off the album Comfortable Dungeon by the Vancouver band Like Animals Again. I do believe they've broken up, which is unfortunate because I really like that band. But nonetheless, so this brings me to pretty much the end of my hour. And so you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I hope you enjoyed my post-rock zoo. Mantis Cabinet is brought to you by The Cobalt, which every Wednesday hosts a night called Cinco Cinco. And definitely a good time. The Cobalt is delightful, and you should definitely check it out. Their website, Google or Facebook Cobalt. It's not too hard. But definitely check it out if you're bored on a Wednesday night. Anyway, so the final installment is, I know you're all wondering, what happens to the post-rock zoo? What happened to the shark and the chinchilla and the tortoise? So they all became good friends, and they went to the park, and, you know, it was all great, and the shark became a vegetarian, the chinchilla returned all his guns, and the tortoise just chilled. But then, when all else had been done and said, along came Mr. Oysterhead.
When all else has been done and said, you best look out for Mr. Oysterhead.